It's Saturday morning in Italy, and you're listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast.
I read all the time about people that don't want to come to Italy because of the wealth tax. There was this lady that wrote on Expats in Italy, the Facebook group, that she wouldn't come to Italy because she had calculated that the wealth tax would exceed her annual salary.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's not true. So that's how the idea for this podcast came about. Let's start with
funny
this
topic.
Complex and scary subject in under 15 minutes.
However, ciao a tutti and welcome back to the Magic Towns Italy podcast. I'm Hannah here with my co-host Luca. And today we're talking about a topic that causes a lot of confusion and worry for internationals in Italy, which is the so-called wealth tax on money held abroad.
Yes, this is a topic that a lot of people ask about, and there is a lot of misinformation about, so we have to tackle this. People are scared by a term like wealth tax, and we're here to clear the air with facts and try and make it interesting in under 15 minutes.
We'll break down what Italy's foreign wealth tax really is, talk about, you know, the common myths, and give you a few examples so you can understand everything better.
By the end of today's show, you will know that the idea of a huge Italian wealth tax is a myth, what the actual numbers are, and what kind of assets are exempt from this tax. And we'll also give you a few examples. I like this one. How having 5 million euro or dollars in a foreign bank account could result in a tax that's cheaper than dinner for two.
Okay, so one I've heard over and over is that if you keep money abroad or transfer money into Italy, the government will walk it with a 10% or 20% tax. Is there any truth to this?
The quick answer is no. There is no generic 10 or 20% remittance tax on money that is sent to Italy. There is no automatic haircut on incoming funds. In 2014, there was a short-lived government proposal. This was like three governments ago, of course. But the proposal was basically dead as soon as it was discussed. This came up in the years after the great financial crisis, when Italy had a, like many other European countries, had a huge debt problem, and they were trying to shore up their finances. Anyway, for people listening to this in 2026, it is absolutely untrue that Italy will tax or that Italy will intercept even a single euro of money coming from abroad.
Okay, so if I move, say, 50,000 euros of my saving from my home country to my Italian bank, I won't wake up to find 10,000 missing, right?
That's exactly right. You're going to wake up and find 50K in the bank account. What is more, if those 50K are your savings that are already taxed, Italy doesn't tax the fact that you moved them or the fact that you have it. There's no tax on savings per se.
Okay, that is a huge relief for a lot of listeners, I'm sure. I mean, people in expat forums always panic about some mysterious wealth tax.
Absolutely. As a myth, it is a remarkably sturdy one. So let's clarify this. Italy levies a wealth tax on foreign assets, so on cash and financial instruments held abroad. The tax's name is IVAFE. You don't need to remember the acronym, but it's just, it's a tax on the value of foreign financial assets. And this is what people are actually talking about when they mention a wealth tax on money kept abroad.
Okay, so let's talk like more deeply about that. Like, what is it? How much is it? Why Italy has it? Like, how much is this tax actually?
Let's start with that. So the wealth tax covers financial assets held abroad by Italian tax residents. Think bank accounts, stocks, bonds, crypto, mutual funds, basically financial instruments held outside Italy. If you're an Italian tax resident, Italy wants to know about what you have, and there's a very small tax that you have to pay each year. The headline rate for this tax is 0.2% of the value of those assets per year. That's 2/10 of 1%. And let me put this in even clearer terms. If you have 10,000 euro in foreign investments, 0.2% is 20 euro per year. If you have 100,000 euro held abroad, that's 200 euro a year. Even if you had 1 million euro of financial assets, and these were not exempt for the tax, and we're going to look at a whole bunch of exemptions, then the tax you have to pay is 2,000, right? 2,000 over 1 million. So these are pretty small numbers.
Yeah, honestly, hearing wealth tax, I thought it would be much higher.
Yeah, Italy isn't really trying to bankrupt anyone with the tax. It's more about monitoring what people have. And the thing is that Italy already has this kind of tax on financial investments kept in Italy. It's not trying to punish foreigners that come and live in Italy. It is just leveling the playing field between assets held in Italy and assets held abroad with, as I say, a pretty small tax.
Okay, so what about like real estate abroad? Is that part of these tax or is it separate?
Yeah, real estate is not part of this tax. It has its own tax, which is called EV. Which is roughly 1% of the property's value. We should probably do an episode on that further on. It is also not scary, but that, because it has a million exemptions of its own, we're not going to dive deep into it. Our focus today is on the so-called wealth tax that hits financial products only.
So IVAF is just money stop at 0.2% and 0.2, not 20%. You'd think that something so small wouldn't cause so much confusion, but it does. However, there's even smaller tax scenario we need to talk about, and that's for bank accounts. So I've heard something about a flat fee on bank accounts, not a percentage.
That's what I was referring to earlier when I mentioned that someone could have 5 million euro in a bank account and pay a dinner's worth of tax for holding that cash. Basically, foreign bank accounts, savings accounts are treated differently from other financial assets under this wealth tax. You're not even charged the 0.2%. You have to pay 34 euro and 20 cents per account per year. That's about 40 US dollars. If you, as an Italian tax resident, have a checking or savings account abroad, Italy is not going to tax 0.2% on it. This is a very common misconception. You could have 10 million euro, 100 million euro in a bank account. You're still only going to get charged 34 euro and 20 cents per year. One more thing, there is a threshold. If the account has less than 5,000 euros balance over the course of the year on average, then you don't even have to pay the 34 euro 20 cents. It is completely exempt.
Let's have another example. So suppose someone has a foreign bank account where they keep a rainy day fund. So one person has 6,000 euros in it. Another one has 600,000. And another one, extremely cautious person, has 6 millions. How does this tax apply to each?
And it applies in the same way. They all pay 34 euro. Or $40 roughly per year.
So someone with 5 million in a bank abroad pays the same wealth tax as someone with 5,000 euros.
Yes.
Yeah. Ah, I can see why you said it's cheaper
than
a dinner.
Right?
No, I mean, 34 euros won't even buy two pizzas and drinks in many places these days.
Now, the 34 euro is per account. So if you have several accounts that total over 5,000 euro each, so then each one has to be charged 34 euro, but it's still tiny.
This is so good to know. I bet a lot of listeners are shocked that the wealth tax on, say, a decent chunk of savings is so low. It really flips the narrative.
Now, let's close this off by mentioning a few exceptions and special cases, because not everything gets taxed. And even the small 0.2% tax doesn't get applied to everything.
Yeah, I'm sure some listeners are wondering, like, okay, they will tax my bank account or portfolio, but what about my foreign pension? Or what if I own part of a company abroad? Are those taxed too?
These are two very good questions, and those are two important exemptions. Let's start with foreign pensions. Very relevant to anyone that has a 401k, an IRA, a UK pension fund, a SIP. These pension schemes are exempt from the wealth tax. The Italian tax authorities specifically exclude them. So if you have £1 million on your UK SIP, or if you have $3 million in your US 401k, you don't have to fork over a single penny for having them. You still have to declare that you have them, but you don't have to pay any tax on them.
That's fantastic to hear. So, for example, if I move to Italy with a UK private pension fund value, let's say 200,000, I wouldn't be paying 0.2% on that each year, right?
Oh, you'd be paying nothing on each year on that pension pot. Of course, when you draw income eventually from that pension, it is likely that that income would be taxed unless you're under one of the special regimes, but there is no wealth tax on it. And while we're talking about that, the 7% tax regime, as well as the 300,000 euro flat tax regime for wealth individuals, both exempt you from the wealth tax on assets. So you don't even have to pay the 0.2% tax, even when it is due. You also asked about owning a private company abroad. Let's say that you're a business owner, right? You have a company in Germany, a chain of laundrettes worth several million euro. How much wealth tax are you going to pay on those holdings? The answer is nothing. Because the wealth tax applies to only to financial investments like shares, but only publicly traded shares are taxed. And so if Mark Zuckerberg were to move to Italy and he had, as he does, billions of dollars worth of Facebook shares held in his own name, then he would probably have to pay 0.2% of those because Meta, the Facebook holding company, is a publicly traded company. Although, to be fair, Zuckerberg will probably move on the 300K flat tax scheme, so he wouldn't have to even pay that. But that aside, if instead you own shares of a private company, then you don't have to pay anything at all. You just have to declare the fact that you are the owner or part owner of such a company.
Really? So if I have, for example, like 50% ownership in a private company back in the States, I do have to declare it on my tax form, but I wouldn't pay the 0.2% annual wealth tax on the value of that stake.
You don't have to pay the tax, so you have to report it. But when you have to calculate the wealth tax, then you would mark that it is not subject to the tax. And that is because this quote-unquote wealth tax only applies to financial products that are held in your name only. So if you have shares in a private company, those are not taxable.
That's a great exemption, especially for entrepreneurs or people with family businesses abroad. So what about other odd assets? For instance, crypto has been a hot topic.
Yes. Italy has clarified recently that the crypto holdings are foreign financial assets too, so they do fall under the IVAFE wealth tax at 0.2%.
So let's recap the exemptions in plain English. So foreign pensions, no wealth tax. Private foreign companies, no wealth tax. Assets held via Italian institutions, no wealth tax. Special tax regime folks, like the 7% flat tax, no wealth tax. And normal bank accounts under 5K, no wealth tax, right?
Well done, Anna. Honestly, you're becoming an accountant almost.
Thank you. So what if someone didn't know any of this? Let's say an expat moves to Italy, doesn't realize they have to declare their foreign bank account, and they don't pay IVAFE for a few years. What are the consequences if the tax authorities find out?
Italy tax authorities do check about this. I do know of people that have been caught, not because they meant anything bad, just because they forgot. With international data sharing these days, the countries where you have parked your cash and assets are going to report to the Italian government once a year, if not more often. And if you fail to declare, there are penalties. There are two penalties. For not declaring the asset each year, the fine can be up to 3% of the asset value per year of omission. So you forgot to declare that $1 million out abroad, then you could be potentially charged $30,000. I think it's best if that doesn't happen. And for not paying the tax, they can also levy a penalty. So let's say you declare it, or you don't pay the tax, or you don't do both things, the penalty can be 30 to 100% of the unpaid tax. That said, I don't want people to feel scared about this. Italy's tax man allows you to do a voluntary disclosure whenever you want about any tax you may have forgotten to pay or any assets you may have not declared. So if you have not been served the notice yet, you can talk to your accountant about the fact that you have not disclosed it, then you can normally disclose at a later date by paying a small penalty.
Yeah, so the moral is don't ignore it just because it's small. In fact, the smallness of the tax is exactly why you just pay it. It's not exactly worth risking those big fines. Yeah.
Don't lose your sleep over a few tens or hundreds of euros a year and enjoy your life in Italy and avoid headaches. And the last thing I want to say is that certain blacklisted tax havens are charged at a higher rate. So, for instance, if you hold assets in a Panama bank or in the British Virgin Islands or other tax havens, then Italy charges you 0.4% on those assets, not 0.2%.
So here are these. I really feel the term wealth tax is almost misleading. Like, it's more like a symbolic tax or alignment tax.
I think that's fair. A lot of Italians don't know that this tax even exists. In fact, when you say a small source of revenue, you're absolutely right. The Italian taxman does not disclose how much the wealth tax generates for them. But I managed to get my hands on some internal documents from 2021 that showed that it generated about 0.002% of the total tax intake for that year. And don't forget that this includes money not just paid by foreigners who live in Italy, but also Italians that have financial products that are located abroad, or probably a lot more people. But you could ask yourself, is it worth scaring off thousands of potential Italian residents to make so little money? Probably not. It's always like this with Italy. But until the Italian government realizes that it is such a bad publicity for the country, then we're going to have to deal with the wealth tax by declaring our assets abroad and paying it.
So we hope this chat was useful. And for those who want to learn more, we'll put some links in the show notes.
Yes. And if this was useful to you and if you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe, share with your friends, and it'd be very nice if you left us a review. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, just tap that review button. It takes 20 seconds and make us very happy to know what you think about the podcast, especially if you like it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone. We'll talk next week. Bye.
That's it for this week on Magic Towns Italy. You can create a free account at magictowns.it and explore over 2,000 towns, including those offering the 7% tax scheme, as well as download dozens of expat guides. We have over 200 data points per town, more than Italy's Statistics Authority itself, covering everything from property prices to schools, healthcare, crime, and more. If you want full access to filters and unlimited searches, upgrade to Magic Towns Premium. Use the code PODCAST for 20% off an annual plan. Thanks for listening. Our next podcast will be live on Saturday at 9 a.m.